Good morning. The painting on the cover of this morning's bulletin is one of my favorite religious images. But you have to know the title and attend closely to the details in order to appreciate it. Several years ago, I had a copy made in the actual size of the original in order to have it framed. I took it to a local framing shop, and when I came back to pick it up, they had framed it with the long axis oriented vertically. When I asked why it had been framed in this position, the framer said, "I thought it was three bugs on a stick." The original painting was done by the Japanese artist Hakuin, arguably one of the most influential Zen teachers in the last 500 years. And the title is Blind Men Crossing a Bridge. Once you know the title, a dramatic sense of the circumstances begins to emerge. First, you realize just what a precarious position these fellows are in. They're out on a log bridge over a mountain gorge, and none of them can see where they are or where they're going. To paraphrase Craig Ferguson of the Late Late Show, "Remind you of anyone?" Secondly, the bridge does not reach all the way across the gorge. Finally, however, if you size it up carefully, if a person really took a chance and stretched at the end of the log bridge, they would find that indeed it is possible to reach solid ground. And if one person was brave enough to try this, the others could quickly follow. The faint Japanese characters in the upper left background say, "Both inner life and the fleeting world around us are like the blind men's round log bridge. A mind that can cross over is the best guide." I think the painting is, at least in some ways, a metaphorical depiction of the position of our covenant group. A small group of men feeling their way toward a clearer sense of the sacred, that which speaks softly but with authority to our hearts and minds. As we have searched, each of us has been comforted and encouraged by the company of the others. And importantly, on occasion, we have sometimes experienced crossing over or changing our perspective by trusting each other and sharing our experiences. It is in this same spirit that we share this service with you this morning.